Of course, most of us will scoff at the idea that there is something that will render us whole and satisfy our seemingly insatiable desire. But what we deny with our lips is often found in the very texture of our lives. For instance, someone's hatred of the wealthy and famous is often little more than a sublimated form of jealousy. The very thing we say we hate in other people is often the very thing we desire most of all. Perhaps we feel unable to achieve such wealth, or we have been taught that it is morally wrong to do so. As such, we have to turn our desire into a form of hatred, a hatred that masks what we really want. For instance, it is not uncommon to find small churches that speak disparagingly about larger communities, claiming that small is better. While this may sometimes reflect their true beliefs on the subject, one wonders if some of these churches would feel the same way if they began to grow significantly. This mechanism is something we can see played out every day in school playgrounds across the world. Witness a little boy pulling the hair of a little girl in his class. The only person who doesn't know that he really likes the girl is often the boy himself. What he denies with his words, however, is undermined by his actions. An important distinction needs to be made at this point between objects that we seek because we feel, whether rightly or wrongly, that they will improve our life in some way, and objects that we believe will fill the gap we experience at the very core of our existence. For example, one person may wish to make money in order to look after her family or gain some extra comfort. While someone else might pursue money in a way that suggests they think that wealth will provide them with ultimate meaning. There is a very simple but vital mechanism that transforms an object from being something we would like to something we believe would make us whole. A prohibition. Whenever something we would like is refused to us in some way, this refusal causes us to want the object even more. We can see this happening in a very transparent way while watching children play. We might imagine a child wanting to play with a toy he sees, but is denied access to by a parent. By this act of prohibition, the child's normal desire for the object is transformed into something much more potent. He is likely to invest that toy with a significance not merited by the toy itself. This prohibition was called the law by the Apostle Paul. He understood that the prohibition of the law does not cause one to renounce an object, but rather fuels a self-destructive drive for it. This is a subject that we will take up in detail in the following chapter. I need.